I'm Jody Kretzmann, and together with Joe Barnt, we'll get things going, but the input really is going to come from everybody tonight. This is the, in some ways, sort of the penultimate, the second from the last night of the celebration of the rainbow on the mountaintop at Holden Village. And we thought that with all of the buzzing and experiencing and talking that's going on in various corners of the village, that tonight was absolutely the right time to try to gather all of the wisdom of the reactions of the village to the rainbow experience in this room, and to share with each other and continue to open the dialogue up and build our lists of questions, and in fact even push each other toward some answers that make some sense. This rainbow celebration, many of you know, did not come about by accident. If it were possible for Holden to be, in its normal course of events, a multicultural place, it would have happened 25 years ago. It's not possible, given what Holden has been, in all of the glorious, mostly glorious history of this place, as a place where people within the freedom that the gospel gives us can struggle to figure out what it means to be God's people. The glorious history that Holden has around that kind of function. Nonetheless, after 25 years, we still had to make an incredibly intentional set of efforts to even make a beginning at an experiment in multicultural experience and living out, right? This really has been these last 10 days or 2 weeks. For those of you who have been around all of those times or for part of it, be aware that you have been present at what is a total experiment, really, for the life of Holden Village, for all of us in this place. And in fact, it's in lots of senses, it's an experiment when one considers a world that is larger than Holden Village, whether it's our larger church or the world. So it's in the spirit of fellow experimenters, people who are going down a road that we haven't trod before, as the Holden Prayer puts it, that we'd like to surface all of the kinds of reactions and different points of view and questions and advice and everything else we can get onto the table tonight. Who knows where the rainbow really does lead? We've had lots of images about what is at the end of the rainbow. And let it be clear from the beginning here that in terms of Holden's rainbow on the mountaintop, nobody knows what's at the end of this particular rainbow. We're building on what people think about what's going on at this point. Joe is going to, I think, lead us briefly into a process where we can do that with each other and probably using some small groups. This is a pretty big group to get everybody involved, so we'd like to have some small group discussion and then later on some plenary. But Joe, why don't you lay out how that might happen and what some preliminary questions might be.
All right. It's a wonderful turnout. We're going to have a... it's good that we are going to go into some small groups, because our goal, whether we were in a large group or a smaller gathering, was to have some real communication take place when we come back later in the whole group, but also a chance for you to really define some ways of talking to each other and do some small group talking too. But first of all, before we do that, while we're still in a group together, we'd like to get on the board here in Jody's wonderful handwriting.
Oh boy.
Just a list of the concerns that you come here with before I start anybody else's input. The success of Rainbow on the Mountain is in Jody's use of the words that there's a lot of buzzing going around. The very success that you all come here with a lot of reaction, and to what's been going on and wanting to talk about it is a sign of the success. If there's no other sign, is that people want to start dealing with racism, race relations, and their experience and working on it. And I don't care if you come here mad or glad, or if you come here with an issue that you agree with or disagree with, or if you're here with a question or a declaration that that's all right and that's all wrong. I'm just glad if you got some issue that's worth talking about to you and that probably will be to somebody else. So before doing anything else, we'd just like to get, as in shorthand, the issues, the concerns about this experience that you come here with, the things you'd like to push farther, the things you'd like to question, the things that you would like to try out for new ideas, or things that you agree with, disagree with, or have questions about. What issues, what concerns do you walk in here with that, it, while rainbow is still hot, I don't know, rainbows don't get hot, do they? Whatever. It's
wet.
The rainbow is still wet. To get some of those issues out. And out of that, we're going to list, out of that, we're going to gather the things that we'll go into small groups with and talk about. So it's your agenda. So if you don't get your agenda out and we don't get to talk about it, then you missed the boat. Got to get it out on the board so we can talk about it. Anybody start? Start over here. We'll go around and around.
I want to hear the issue of like interracial dating / marriage discussed.
Interracial dating / interracial marriage. Once that discussed. If somebody says an issue that you want to refine more, don't be afraid to do that too. Okay, let's get them out.
More communication between people, and specifically I was thinking of a rescheduling so that to provide for time for small group discussions, as you're going to do right now, because there were some wonderful presentations and people were stimulated to talk about it, and then at the end of an hour you were cut off.
Okay. Issues that you came here to talk about.
Other colors.
Pardon?
Other colors.
Okay, need for other colors. Okay.
Having more of a mixed worship rather than a white worship and a black worship.
If I make this suggestion, it's not to stifle or put down discussion, but to direct it a little bit as these comments that'll suggest improvements for next time we do rainbow be very good. But the rainbow here is still on. So it's what rainbow has brought into your mind, especially that you want to talk about tonight. The other will also be helpful about what we might do next time, but what would you like to talk about? What issues are on your mind?
Different languages. I think we speak a different language. We speak the same one word, but we don't speak clearly to each other.
Can you give an illustration what you're talking about?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
It's more an emotional difference, I think, than a language.
You felt us talking past each other some?
Northern European Lutherans, we've been taught to hold it in and to intellectualize to the point where we make ourselves sick.
Right.
And things that I'm learning is that let it out.
Okay, then there's something more than different languages here. You're talking about getting some feelings out also, right? So somebody's talking and somebody's feeling and they're going past each other.
And you're talking intellectual versus emotional level and we're missing each other.
Okay.
And how to do that...
how do you say or show what you're feeling?
Culturally accepted way.
Culturally accepted ways.
You know, I don't understand.
Okay, that's good. That's another part of that is what ways would we find acceptable for you to show your feelings, and when would you be going too far? Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do we bring in our antennas a little bit?
How do you what?
Bring in our antennas.
Bring in your antennas.
I've been very caught up in my job, and probably have not been as engulfed in the experience, but feeling like people walking around on eggshells a fair amount in terms of not wanting to... push issues or confront them, perhaps. And I just feel like people's antennas are really out there.
Okay, that's the flip side of the other comment, that sometimes feelings get too tender and you're afraid to hurt somebody with it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure it's different.
Well, the flip side of the same coin, maybe. Okay, all right, we got it down. All right.
The Goldberg controversy.
The Whoopi Goldberg controversy, okay. Do you want to say more about it, or is that enough? Enough said. Okay. If somebody wants to clarify that, they can. Steve.
The images projected last night by the service, and how people really felt about the service last night.
Okay.
And the ideas that they have about it.
The images projected in last night's service, and how people felt about the service last night.
I'd like to discuss how we as.
Who's
I
talking?
Shouldn't say we, as a whole in community, being majority white and being very safe and secure where we are, how we resolve the problem of not, well, I personally feel, I should say, that we're bringing in a few black people to analyze and intellectualize their culture, and when they're gone, it will all be over with, and how we can step beyond that.
Okay, that's very good. Jody's already affirmed the fact that we had to do something artificial to make it happen.
Yeah.
But now when that artificial thing, which was good, was set up, goes out, what happens next? And how do you continue with that conversation? Jack?
I wish we could have some conversation about how racism is changing and how it's different and how it's the same from what it was 25 years ago. I mean, my impression is it's more subtle. And maybe some of us have even think it's gone away, but we could somehow get at some of the new form.
Okay. No, there's a shift in that question, and I'm glad for it, so that it spreads us out a little bit, and you might let it pull some more questions out of you, getting into some analytical questions beyond the actual experience here. What more to pull in? What more things do you need to be talking about and doing? Chris?
Well, I don't know how to say this, but I'm just going to try. In dealing with somebody from my own culture, when you confront somebody with something, you know, you confront somebody on their sense of responsibility or whatever, you know, I can do that because we're coming from the same background. But when I'm dealing with somebody from another culture, you kind of get stuck by, well, they don't, that's the way they do things in that culture, so you can't call them on something or other, you know, responsibility, things like that. Now, so. But people are human too, and so it's hard to call people on things because it's a different culture. But that's at some point that's just an excuse. Am I being?
I heard you. I think I'll be in your group.
But that's really a struggle for me.
Okay.
Is where is that human sense of responsibility? Difference that really is a cultural difference. Maybe that's
okay.
What I mean.
All right. Others, I'm missing hands. Yes. Derek.
I'd like to suggest as one of the issues what I perceive Pete Perrow to be saying constantly is the centrality of your relationship with Christ in this whole process.
You can make this also quite a key.
When the Rainbow Mountain was first introduced to staff, it was right from the beginning stressed as us and them, that we are invited by having all these black people come up, and it's stayed us and them, and that's been just something that should be talked about to make it a little more inclusive or something.
How do you get past us and them into we?
Right.
Okay. I send them into a we.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of wanted to clarify the first one. I said the mixed worship styles, maybe not only mix of worship styles, but mix of church. Mix of church. Not being a black church and a white church, but a church. And included in that would be a mix of worship styles.
Okay. All right.
I'll say, I've heard some comments from staff earlier on. They felt, and this is related to what you said, a little insulted that they needed to be taught how to relate to people of color, or that they needed to be. But I don't think that was the intent, but that was ended up how it kind of was received by some people.
Okay.
Repeat that last one, we didn't get it up here.
It was the implication by especially the preparation of some of the staff had to go through before this all began, that that we have to be taught to how to relate to people of color, that that's not already learned by people here, and you're assuming that that is already learned and that didn't have to be taught.
Not me personally, I that was the response of some staff.
Some people, yeah. Okay. Some people have said that.
There are a couple things I want to talk about. Cheryl Stewart was talking about how feminism is different for black women versus white women. I'd like to talk more about that. And
more about, for the, I don't, you're not hearing that up there. More about, more continuation of some of the stuff that Cheryl was talking about, feminism and the difference, the relationship between black women and white women in that issue.
And also a continuation of some of the things you've said. I've heard a lot of this is how white people think, this is how black people think, and sort of almost putting us in boxes. And I want to go further with that. How can we dialogue more with the black people? And how, when we go home from Holden, can we break through our boxes and make some change in that area?
Okay, breaking through the boxes of this is how black people think, this is how white people think. A little bit part of the same one that was down here of getting past us and them into
right.
A we.
Right.
And can we? Is it or are we left in those boxes? When are we in those boxes? When aren't we in those boxes? Okay.
The church response.
I'm sorry, you had
to do that. I'd like to a little on the church response, both the church at large as well as the new Lutheran. Church had some in the beginning, and so both, I think.
Okay. Church response. More, yes.
It strikes me that we're talking about almost everything in the process, how we go about doing things. And what we are really after here is the outcome, and that's our freedom that we share in Christ. And everything that we're talking about is a process in order to celebrate that freedom. We have a different way of processing in one culture, and we want to cross cultural lines so that our process helps us to reveal that outcome of freedom.
Okay, I'm not sure if I hear you saying a new issue or just a comment that most of this is process. Is there an issue in what you said?
Just a comment.
So far, a lot, not all, but about three-fourths of what we talked about is process of relating to each other. Good observation, yeah.
Is there a difference in expectations for us participating in an event like this at Holden than there would be if we were participating in an event like this in one of our churches out there? And if so, what?
Okay, that's an interesting question. What's Holden-ish? What's inextricably Holden-ish about this? All right. And how would it be if it were at one of our home churches, for example? Any different?
The one might be this morning. I really enjoyed the Bible study with Pete. But what might be interesting is to look at our commonalities and our differences. Because where we come in common, we know that we can really shoot ahead. It's our differences we have to dialogue about.
Okay. Commonalities, yes, but also differences. Let's dialogue about differences. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that here in Holden, we have a group of highly motivated people and talented people, perhaps better educated than on the average, you know. And you wonder, you know, what we are going to do, you know, or will be doing about about the leading of this whole Indian race. When we get out here, he might
say, okay, where do we go from here? That was the name of Dr. King's last book, but I think you're talking about a much more the framework of where do we go from here in terms of Holden.
Yeah.
When you go down when you go down from the mountain image. Okay, a couple more, and then we've got to move on, or we'll spend the whole time just collecting questions.
I was wondering if they could talk about there's the issue of different religions and how that relates to different religious cultures, how that relates to race.
Are you talking about the different Christian sects and denominations, actually, or outside of Christianity?
Outside of Christianity.
Okay.
Christian relations.
The question of other faiths beyond Christianity and how they differ about race relations.
Yeah, it seems like that's another area that's really related.
Racism and race religion, race relations, racism and race relations in other religions. That's hard to say. Any others?
No, I'm waiting for you to ask for suggestions for next time. You told us not to give them this time, so I've been sitting here waiting.
Oh, I think that right now, probably in terms of defining and narrowing an accomplishable goal for tonight, we won't get into...
Oh, then I'm not going to get a chance to say what I want to say. Is
this it? Wait, do you want to get into what suggestions for next time we do?
At some point you should.
Okay.
Maybe not so late.
I don't think we need that now.
Let's hold it for now.
I said maybe.
Yeah, we should find a way of doing that. You're absolutely right. Okay. As a matter of fact, there was one group that left here and did a whole caucus of themselves about it. And didn't leave it in writing. We have to make sure they send it back to us in writing so that we get their suggestions. Okay. Anything? Just one last round of something, especially that's hot on your feelings that you came here with. And you haven't yet got it quite up to say it that you want to make sure would like to really have us deal with. Anything just hot in there. Yeah.
Well, last night I experienced a few things after the service, and I think it was like a generated thing. It was a slow build up, but the service kind of made the statement. We have a lot of different types of people here. We have the sheltered people, and we have the non-sheltered people, then we actually have the people that this is going to be based around. The rainbow really didn't end up being a rainbow. It ended up being a kind of learning experience in the style of a rainbow. In other words, a lot of different things from a culture trying to let everybody experience what's going on. Now, there's a lot of things going on as anger. There's a lot of things going on as discrimination, quote unquote. There's a lot of areas. I believe the rainbow experience started for the people that are sheltered to kind of get an idea and a feel of exactly what this anger is and why, let's say, a black person would go about it a certain way. Let's take our preachers, long sermons. People say, gee, I don't like long sermons. Well, it's a style. It's a way of saying we got to force this into you. And it's a whole different way of thinking about it. I think these topics are great, but in a general thing, I think that we should talk about more on the lines of people getting to know different people. We know each other, we know who we are here, but we do not know outside the village what it's like when somebody says oppression. The oppression here has nothing to do with oppression outside the village. The rainbow experience should kind of... what is a good word for that? Kind of open up.
Bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, enrich the idea of somebody knowing, saying, gee, I can identify with this black man yelling at me, okay? I can identify with this black man yelling about South Africa because I can really identify also with people that can't identify with that. I identify with it, and there was a lot of bad tones, a haven of depression after the service, and a lot of things that go on. In some ways it's negative, but most of the ways it's positive. I think that we really need to touch the heart of the matter, and we get to it so people really feel what's going on, not just know what's going on. And that's about all I have to say.
Okay. Yeah, and I suspect, Steve, that we could go down through a lot of these issues and find people couching some of that reaction, some of the anger is hidden behind some of these issues. And you probably ask, you know, how many here, sometime during the course of the last week and a half, have just really felt elated and glad by something that happened? Raise your hand. If you just really felt elated and glad. How many somewhere during the course of the thing felt pissed? Okay, all right. How many somewhere during the course of the thing feel that somebody got a hold of something hidden inside of them that they didn't realize was there, you know, and that really picked and made you feel threatened a little bit? Anybody feel just threatened by something that happened? You in touch with that? Some of you are in touch with some of that. Some of that is what I think I hear you talking about, that some of that is there, and that ought to come out in some of these issues, in your conversations. These are not some of these white male head talks that I hope in your small discussions you get into, but sharing some of the feelings that you've been dealing with.
Maybe that should be put up there, Joe, kind of the unanswered questions would help them in terms of what you think about it. If you just leave it unanswered questions, then we don't have to go into the future. Yeah. Because I really believe that, I just tossed one out, one of the questions we might have dwelt a little bit on Black history and culture in a little more organized fashion rather than kind of catching it.
Okay.
And I think, so I'd say unanswered questions, because that would be the planning for the next.
But in terms of what was just said, I'd also want to add unanswered feelings also.
Right.
Unresponded feelings.
Right.
Not just the questions that people are having. Okay. There's something else we want to get up here on the board before we break up. And while, Dodi, maybe you could just be doing some thinking about how we can divide up some of that stuff while we're doing this. It might be good if we took into this discussion one thing that sort of dealt with all of this stuff as we do it, and that is some kind of a rough definition that comes from the group as much as possible, a definition of racism as you understand it. And I'm just going to write down a whole bunch of things on the board that you say that defines for you in a word or a phrase what racism is today as a definition. Now, I want to clarify. I'm not talking about the results of racism. I could give you a bunch of books and a bunch of figures about how people of color suffer in this country as the results of racism. So, you know, I don't want that so much as nor the conditions that people who suffer from racism live under. But how would you define, how would you list, how would you describe in a word or phrase what racism is? Okay? Any word or phrase that you think of?
Prejudice.
Ignorance.
Intolerance.
Superstition.
Misunderstanding.
Rationalization.
Rigidity.
Education.
I didn't hear that last one.
Education.
Power.
And this one that somebody put up there, fear.
Artificiality.
Artificiality.
Control.
Government.
Government.
Hatred.
Demonic.
Stereotypes. Misinformation.
I think that's what was mapped there by education, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it. How to put it in one word. Just handed down racism.
What? Wait.
Inherited,
passed on.
Cultural.
Let me just put them all down, and they're all there. One thing that somebody I heard say that wasn't exactly what you were talking about, but has to be really said strongly: institutional. You know, we have a. I think it's sort of an ego trip thinking that racism is at its strongest when I get the baddest I can get in my personal racism. You know, I don't care how bad 1,000 can be in their racism, one institution can beat them all. Yeah, just the work of one is...
Group ego. That would be another way of putting it. A group ego.
A group ego.
Okay. Okay, any more?
Politics.
Who's that? Naivete, okay.
Naivete, is that how you spell it?
Okay. Politics.
Bio.
I used to couldn't even spell racist, and now I are one.
Tradition. What?
Tradition. Tradition. That's part of that passed on stuff. Yeah. That finally somebody got the word we were looking for.
Discrimination.
Discrimination. Okay, a few more.
White.
White. Thank you. Everybody had the courage to say that.
Can you bring something over, that eggshell factory?
Huh?
That eggshell factory?
Eggshell factory.
Myopia?
Bad eyesight. I think that's what you mean. I don't know what that means.
Right on to your institutional economic.
Economic.
Misinterpretation of the Bible.
Misinterpretation of the Bible.
Guilt.
Okay, that's I want to offer to you a lot of people who do a lot of anti-racism work in this country have struggled to take on a whole list of words like that and say, how do you put the definition of racism in one sentence? And since racism was by nature, and nobody got that up there, insanity, it's hard to really talk about insanity in one sentence. But I think it's important, and you don't have to accept this, but let me just talk about this as a way, if you're agreed, that we can take a little bit in as a common base out of some of this stuff that's been put up here in very concrete stuff, is that a lot of people think of racism as just personal prejudice. And it's got to be.
That's right. We'll put Arthur in a group all by himself. Great place.
Okay. The multicultural. Don't go yet. I'm just telling you where you're going to go, and I want to define it, and then I'm going to give you a little bit more instructions. But I'm going to tell you where you're going. The multicultural group is going in the library down the hall on the right hand side.
Church and worship and religious life.
The church and worship and religious life, right. The how are we different culturally, those two groups are going into the next room here. What's that room called?
The
dining room. And the next group, the three groups, how to get together, the road to unity, our three groups are going to spread themselves out down here. Okay? You are with me so far? The fourth one, the dynamics, processes, and multicultural, the fourth one, go into the tape library in the left-hand side. And the two of you all don't know what you want to talk about, go to the balcony. Go to your room. And just break up into two groups and find your own way of talking about it. Now, when you do that, remember, you chose an area, a way of getting into your question. Just take it there. You're going to have 20 minutes.